Fans and colleagues mourn the death of William Hurt, a remarkable, eccentric, interesting actor. News by Travis Andrews. Movie fans spent Sunday night mourning the death of William Hurt and celebrating his remarkable career. The Oscar-winning actor cemented into film history for roles in Broadcast News, Body Heat, Kiss of the Spider-Woman and The Big Chill, among others, died March 13 at 71. It is with great sadness that the Hurt family mourns the passing of William Hurt, beloved father and Oscar-winning actor, on March 13, 2022, 1 week before his 72nd birthday, his son Will said in a statement obtained by Deadline and reported by other outlets. He died peacefully, among family, of natural causes. The family requests privacy at this time. The DC native's career spanned almost 5 decades and more than 100 acting credits, which included high-minded Oscar fare, erotic thrillers, comedy and a role in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. With a square jaw, classic good looks and Juilliard training, Hurt became both a sex symbol and a highly lauded actor. William Hurt was a remarkable, eccentric, interesting actor, both in his 80s leading man period and in countless good character roles after that, tweeted author and journalist Mark Harris.
A true loss.
In the 1980s, he joined the small club of actors who were nominated for the Best Actor Oscar in 3 consecutive years, 1986 for Kiss of the Spider-Woman, which he won, 1987 for Children of a Lesser God, and 1988 for Broadcast News. Other actors who achieved that feat include Paul Muni, Spencer Tracy, Gregory Peck, Marlon Brando, Richard Burton, Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson and Russell Crowe, as Mike Barnes noted in The Hollywood Reporter. As news of Hurt's death spread across the internet, fellow actors shared their experiences working with him.
Great actor. Great mind, tweeted Mark Ruffalo. Grateful that I had the opportunity to work with William Hurt. I admired his acting so much and watching his commitment in person was remarkable, wrote Topher Grace.
So sad to hear this news, tweeted Albert Brooks. Working with him on Broadcast News was amazing.
He will be greatly missed.
On Robin Hood, I was aware of his reputation for asking character-based questions, so I had compiled a file on the life of William Marshall.
He sought me out when he arrived on set. I handed him the stack.
Not sure if I've ever seen a bigger smile, tweeted Russell Crowe. Others described their favorite performances from Hurt's career, with many highlighting his work in Broadcast News, A History of Violence and Body Heat. Novelist Don Winslow tweeted, honestly, I never saw a bad performance from William Hurt.
Not once. But if I had to pick one performance.
Just one from a remarkable career.
It would be Broadcast News.
Film critic Adam Naiman also praised his acting in James L. Brooks's 1987 satire of the network news industry, writing that his performance stands with the greatest serial comic acting, a shallow man reaching for depth, but ultimately just going low. He was great in lots of other stuff too. In a lengthy Twitter thread, film critic Scott Weinberg called Hurt one of the most reliable actors in Hollywood. Big role or small, bad movie or good, if William Hurt was on hand, you knew you'd get something good. I love what he did in Dark City and AI and A History of Violence. Marvel fans will know the man as Thunderbolt Ross, Weinberg tweeted. Next time you watch Broadcast News, take note of how William Hurt seems like he's about to play a typical dumb blonde newscaster.
But James Brooks doesn't do typical, which means there's some actual heart and humanity behind the character's egotism.
Screenwriter and Variety journalist Janelle Riley recalled attempting to interview the famously private Hurt, saying, knowing he rarely does interviews, I expected a no. I did not expect a lovely note saying he wasn't doing press at the time, but wanted me to know he had great respect for the publication and hoped we would speak in the future. Gabriel Roth, editorial director of Freakonomics Radio, argued in favor for Hurt's role in Lawrence Kasdan's The Big Chill as a depressed, drug-addled, impotent Vietnam vet. Not a big part, but a weird, deep performance that wildly complicates the movie, Roth tweeted. Also, he gives a perfect read of one of the funniest, blackest jokes in a basically straight movie. Some, however, were less moved to tribute on Sunday, noting that, in her memoir, actress Marley Matlin, who was deaf, accused Hurt of physically and emotionally abusing her when they were a couple in the 1980s. My own recollection is that we both apologized and both did a great deal to heal our lives, Hurt said in a statement in 2009. Of course, I did and do apologize for any pain I caused.
And I know we both have grown.
I wish Marley and her family nothing but good. Others shared touching anecdotes about their brief interactions with Hurt.
This man, who I did not know but whose work I always admired, grabbed me at the Emmys the year after my father died and talked to me for 15 minutes about him and the importance of recognizing fatherhood in this life, tweeted sports and news broadcaster Keith Olbermann. I am still moved.